Today's scripture is found in Matthew, chapter 7, verse 1. Do not judge, or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And the measure you use, it will be measured against you.
Oh, Father, I ask you to refine my character. Make me like my beloved Jesus in all that I say and do, keeping me from judging my brothers and sisters. Cleanse me now from all unrighteousness. I know that my own righteousness is as filthy rags before you, O holy God. Thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb, and for the fire of revival, and for the unending love that you send to me. Amen.
Think about it. Is there someone in your life that you're judging? Pray about that person today and leave the judgment to God, who is holy and just. What are we told? If we come to the altar with our gift and we realize someone has something against us, read the scriptures. It doesn't say you have something against them. It says someone has something against us. Go and make it right. Then return and give your gift. That's how much God wants us not to judge, but to forgive. There is a righteous judgment in which we have to judge because someone's against the scriptures or preaching an untruth. But God made it plain and clear we can judge those within the body, but never judge those without.
Today's action. Ask the Lord to refine your character. Today's treasure is found in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as is in the days of old, as in former years, and I will come near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away from the alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
A refiner's fire. See, many times we Christians look around at other Christians and we wonder. And it's all right to wonder. But if you're just judging them for no reason because you just simply disagree, that's wrong. If they're preaching false doctrines, if they're believing false beliefs, if they're like the Pharisees searching the whole world to find one proselyte just so they can turn him into twice the son of hell as they are, that's a righteous judgment. Remember, for the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you.